Oh, could I speak the matchless worth? That's a beautiful song. Thank you for leading that. Welcome to our AA meeting. If you have trouble with addictions, there's places that you can go to get help. And one of the things that we often hear is going to AA. This is not Alcoholics Anonymous, but this is attitude adjustment. Turn to Psalms 100. Oh, you don't have to turn. I hope you know this by heart. And let's say this together, Psalms 100. And as we go there, as we go through this, think about the things that God says to do. And then let's think about the things of why he says to do these. And there's a whole list of them. It's just five verses. But there is a list of things that he says to do, and there's a reason for the things that he says, why we should do this. And so let's say this together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, pastor. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth, and his truth endureth to all generations. Okay, let's make a list of all the things that he says to do. Anybody? What is the first one? Make a joyful noise. That's one thing. Okay, what's the next thing? Serve the Lord with gladness. Okay? What's the next one? Okay? Well, that's a good thing to do, but that's not what he says here. Okay, so let's look at what he says. Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come. That's what we're doing here right now. Come before his presence with singing, it says. That's what we did, too. All right? What else? Know that the Lord is God. You know, that is an anchor that is going to be so important in every troubled time. I think of the missionaries that are held hostage in Haiti right now. And I think that this is the anchor that they have. Know that the Lord is God. It's just tremendous. All right, what else does he say we should do? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That attitude of thankfulness, not only to enter and to be thankful, okay. And then what else? Be thankful. And what else? Bless his name. You know, all of those things are just, they're all there in that short psalm. All those things that we should do. Is there anything else that we missed? We got everything on my list. Okay, now let's say why we should do this. What is the reason that we should do these things? Make a joyful noise, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence, know that he is God. Oh, there is one here I have that I overlooked. Maybe enter into his gates. I think we did say that. Okay? We should be thankful. We should bless his name. And now why? Okay? I love that verse, and some of the other versions say that it is he that has made us, and we are his. And that's what the Hebrew is in that. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. Okay, I think that's reason enough to say that we should do all these things, but there's more. What are some other reasons that we should do all these things that he said we should do? The Lord is good. Isn't that something that's eternal? It's not just was. We can see it in the past, but the Lord is good. What else? His mercy is everlasting. Isn't that something to praise the Lord for, to be thankful, to have an anchor that can't be turned? And then what? There's more. His truth endureth to all generation. This is actually something that we can build on. When we know God, and that can be an anchor for us, we can build on that, and his truth endureth to all generations. Be thankful. Bless the Lord. And we'll have a beautiful attitude that can bless other people as well as we bless the Lord. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, as we come to you this morning, we want to thank you for the blessings we have of being your children. Thank you that we can trust that you do all things well. And we pray that you might bless your people wherever they are gathered to worship you this morning. Be with those that are in difficult situations, that can't see light at the end of the tunnel. We pray that their hope and trust and confidence will be anchored in you, that you do all things, that you are good, merciful, and that your truth does endure to all generations. Give us that confidence. Be with Brother Joseph as he brings the word to us this morning. Help our hearts and minds be open and receptive to your truths. We ask it in your name. Amen.